Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rabbi Shishla, a presenter here on Chai FM, very close friend with the family. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Morning, morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Impossible to answer that question, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So an interesting point that M raises, and it almost gets to the crux of what you and I were chatting about yesterday. Rabbi Shishla and I were back and forth a little bit yesterday as we were trying to figure out what was going on and how we could assist in some way. M says this morning that he probably would have been safer had he just stayed in South Africa. Your response?
You know, I firstly think it's maybe in a bit of poor taste to start making these comparisons.
Absolutely.
When the wounds are so fresh.
Yeah.
But I did hear, Howard, I heard you saying that at the end of the day, God runs the world and you can run, but you can't hide, meaning to say each of us has a space where we're supposed to be. And God guides our footsteps, as the verse says. So to start working out, you know, would you be safer here? Would you be safer there? I think it's a dangerous game to play. And unfortunately, usually people play it the other way around. When an incident happens here in South Africa, people often say, well, you see, you would have been better off elsewhere.
Absolutely.
I think it's above our pay grade to start working out who belongs where and what kind of protection we'd have. I think what we should be focused on more than anything else is that it's unacceptable that as a Jewish person in the 21st century, in our eternal capital, in our homeland, such a thing could happen.
It is beyond that. Tell me about your experience, your connection with the family.
So Avi, that's Eli's father.
Mm-hmm.
Avi is from the well-known K family here in Johannesburg, stalwarts of the community, have contributed in so many ways to the Jewish and the broader community.
Absolutely.
He's a couple of years older than I, and we were at school at the same time. His younger brother was my classmate. First time I ever traveled abroad, which was in 1987, wonderful opportunity to go and visit with the Lubavitcher Rebbe over the Yom Tov period, Rosh Hashanah to Simchas Torah. It was together with Avi. So that's kind of how far back we go. It was a small school Torah academy, and so everybody was friendly with everybody, regardless of what class you were in. Then Eli's older brother, Kasriel, was my student. I taught him in high school. And he subsequently became the youth rabbi of our shul until he made Aliyah. We were exceptionally close. In fact, it was, if not for the rigmarole of COVID, I would have been at his wedding 2 weeks ago, just over two weeks ago. Devorah, that's Eli's mom, who is a very beloved, or was a very beloved teacher here in the Torah Academy system, taught my girls, gave a regular shiur for us in our community, in Chabad of Strathaven. When we first got married, which is now almost 26 years ago, there were very, very few young Chabad couples living in the Cheltenham area in those days, difficult to believe today. And so we used to get together on a frequent basis. I think it was once a month or so, all of the couples, like half a dozen of us. So Avi and Devorah and my wife and myself, we used to get together regularly. I mean, we go back.
Yeah. So where were you yesterday? Or tell me about you hearing the news. I was telling listeners earlier, I just got a message from my son that I couldn't comprehend. Even when I phoned him, it was as though what he was saying didn't make sense. I was trying to, and then I knew my role as a father was to try and comfort him. He was on the way to the family who were at the hospital. And I was useless, completely, completely useless. Tell me about your experience.
I think useless is a very apt word, because we're so disempowered at a time such as this, especially with the distance. But the truth of the matter is, I think even if you're there on the ground, you're totally
useless.
Disempowered. So I get this WhatsApp call from Kasriel. Like I say, that's Eli's older brother. And that's not unusual. We talk regularly. I wasn't surprised at all to get a WhatsApp call from him, but when he phoned, he started up by saying, did you hear about this morning's terror attack in Jerusalem? And obviously I had, because we all have a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Jerusalem. And I had this uneasy feeling when I heard about it, because my daughter, who is Ellie's younger sister's friend and is studying currently in seminary in Israel, had just been in Jerusalem yesterday. So it was like that kind of thinking of, oh my gosh, they were just there yesterday, thank God, you know, not thinking for a moment that it would be any closer than that. And so Kasriel, who was, as you can well imagine, was in a state of terrible shock, says to me, did you hear about the terror attack this morning? I'm like, yes. He says, well, my brother was involved, and he's, in his words, he's in the worst way possible. please can you help get somebody here? We're at Hadassah Hatzofim. And Hatzofim. So that was the end of the call. Like, he couldn't even get more out. He was in a complete frenzy. I got in touch with Rabbi Yossi Swerdlov, who runs the Chabad Victims of Terror organization in Jerusalem, to dispatch somebody to the hospital. At that point, I misunderstood in the worst way possible to mean that he was badly injured.
Yeah, I would have understood that as well.
I didn't understand at that point that he had already succumbed.
Mm, mm. Oh, it's just beyond comprehension. And if we are feeling that here in South Africa, what this family is enduring is unimaginable on every level.
Unimaginable. And yet when you saw them last night face the media, it was incredible strength that came through. Incredible strength. And I know people will be a little cynical about it and say they're in shock, which they are, but I can tell you from having spoken to them multiple times during the course of the day yesterday, this is a family made of different stuff. I mean, just for context. So Ellie's grandmother is one of the founders and the original founder of the Nechama Bereavement Organization. They have, unfortunately, a lot of experience, dealing with people's trauma. And yet it felt that this was a natural resource, you know, to stand up with a clear message, a beautiful tribute to their brother, a beautiful message of going forward and understand, and we all understand that there will be such difficult days ahead, but so inspiring at the same time, because as you say, it's unimaginable. The fact that we're feeling it here in South Africa is needless to say, because we are a close-knit community and everybody, I can assure you now that everybody, at least in Joburg and probably in other places around the country, will know at least one member of the K family personally. It's that close to us. Mm. So yes, it's unimaginable for them, and it really hurts us as a community.
We have really just 1 minute left. What do we do? What can we do? Because we don't want to feel useless. We want to feel as though we're doing something. What can we do to elevate?
No, Castriel, the older brother said last night to the media, he said, what are we going to do? Build another monument, put another plaque in a cemetery? That's not what speaks to the family. And he spoke about doing something meaningful and moving forward in his brother's memory. There is a particular idea that was floated last night. I haven't yet heard back from the family, so I don't want to speak prematurely, but I think it's a very powerful idea that, please God, will take hold in the next week as soon as we have the green light from the family. About just being proactive in terms of our Judaism. The reality is that there's a man, a young man, on his way to pray in Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish people, and he was mowed down. And our response has to be that we will double our commitment to our Judaism and to our prayer.
Rabbi Ari Shishler, thank you as always. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.